Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm joined today by a great guest. I'm going to be talking with John. He's actually an investor here in what I call my neck of the woods here in Dallas-Fort Worth, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And he's been a member for quite a while now, joined Lifestyles, I think it was back in 2014. He can tell us, give us that date. But he's been invested both in single family and multifamily. So he represents a lot of what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And in fact, he's been real estate retired. That's the great part, for quite a while now. And John, if I may say, I think you have a superpower. I think your superpower is that you are a master networker. I see you everywhere I go. I've had the opportunity to talk to John at any number of events over the years, and I'm very, very glad to finally have you on the show. So with that, John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Andy. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, with your level of experience, I love to get investors on the program that have dipped their toes in both pools, right? Single family, multifamily, and just had the track record that you do. So we're going to build up to that track record, but why don't you get us started? Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you found Lifestyles, and so on.
Sure, Andy. 30-year petroleum engineer out of Texas A&M. And the oil industry was a great way to make a living for a long number of years, but I rode the ups and downs of oil prices through that time. Laid off three times during that time just due to low oil prices. And when you get laid off due to low oil prices, there's not going to be many petroleum engineering opportunities out there. So great way to make a living, but you had to plan for those ups and downs, right? So I'd always been interested in anything other than save up a big pile of money and hope you don't spend it down before you die in retirement. That point of view always bothered, but I didn't know another way. I had a younger brother in 2010 who was a member of Lifestyles down in the Houston office. And he was very successfully buying some single family and duplexes down at Bryan College Station, student living in A&M. And in fact, I invested passively with him when I saw how well some of that worked. Next year, 2011, I recognized that there were foreclosures everywhere in Dallas-Fort Worth, and houses that were $150,000, $170,000 a year ago, I could buy for $90,000 to $100,000 now. So I bought seven of those houses. This is before Lifestyle in DFW area, but I made a huge mistake because I was not educated. I bought them for all cash.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I was targeting a rate of return of about 8 or 9% because I thought, you know, even an Aggie can't pass this up if you do it for all cash. And they cash flowed like crazy, but not remotely as good as the one house I bought after I joined Lifestyle. 2014, I thought, you know, I've got a lot of assets, a lot of money tied up in these houses. I need to go find the company that taught my younger brother how to do this. And so that was my introduction to Lifestyles. I came in somewhat skeptical because nobody is more fiscally conservative in Lifestyles than I am, and bought one house to prove the concept in 2014, right after I joined, and it was the coolest thing, Andy. That was a train wreck house. It really was, and that was intentional because I wanted to try out the Lifestyles model. I did zero work on that house over about a month's time for the rehab. I'd go over there a couple times a week and take pictures. And it was really fun because I sent a lot of them to my mentor, Rick Johnson. And he said, John, stop doing this. You're naming all the pictures the same thing. You're naming all of them, everybody working but me. It was great.
Nice. By comparison, the other houses you had bought, were they more or less rent ready then?
Yeah, carpet and paint, that's about it.
Okay.
Now, this one, Andy, initially had a cash-on-cash rate of return of 22%. You know, I was targeting 8 or 9% with the other stuff for all cash. That's a tremendous difference, and that's only one of the ways, of course, we make money in real estate.
Now, just out of curiosity for the listener that may not be familiar with the Lifestyles model, if you didn't pay cash for this latest purchase, this latest house, how did you buy it?
I bought it with a mortgage. I got about a 75% mortgage, as I recall. Worked with one of the vendors on the vendors list. Went hard money through the rehab process, and then refinanced into a 30-year note. And all of it was so easy to do because I used vendors that knew and understood the Lifestyles model that were on the vendors list.
Yeah,
it was a great experience for me.
They already spoke the language. You didn't have to translate. It can be difficult out there. We might talk a little bit in the next segment about how you found those houses. Perhaps we'll see what we want to come up with. But a lot of times people go out there, they find a realtor. Yeah, I can help you buy that investment house. But they don't really speak the same language, especially when you go down the path of learning the model at Lifestyles Unlimited. And what you've talked about there is buying with hard money. For the listener, if you don't know what that is, that's in short form, it's a construction loan, a bridge loan to help you get that asset under control and then fix it up, because a conventional lender won't lend on it because, as you said, John, it was a train wreck. So you get it fixed up and then you refinance into that very inexpensive long-term 30-year Fannie Mae or, you know, the cheap fixed rate stuff. And as part of that process, you were buying the other houses all cash. How much cash roughly, if you remember, do you have, I mean, this has been a while, I guess, did you have into this deal compared to the others, let's say?
Into this one, seems like I had about $22,000 into it versus around $100,000 for those all cash houses.
Yeah, so yeah. You bought one house. To translate that, you bought one house for $100K, or you could have bought five houses for roughly for $20K a piece using that model.
Yeah. Times seven of those houses I bought. I could have had a million houses.
Yeah, I was reading the notes, and you commented on preparing to sell one here shortly and remarked on the appreciation. Man, if you had 30 of those things all appreciating and at the same rate that they have been over the decades since then, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're going to head into a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your progression, because you didn't just stick around with those single-family houses. I want you to stick around and find out what happens next.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by John, one of my fellow investors up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I say up here, you may be listening up on the coast, up in the northeast, northwest, then it would be down here, I suppose. But we're just talking a little bit about John's story. He became a member, just to recap, back in 2014, a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, brought on board by his brother, no less. His brother was down in Houston doing single family in the middle of Texas, and that's what John was doing at the time, all on his own, in fact. Then he joined Lifestyles and actually found a better way to do this. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and then I want to get John into the progression. Now, if you have any questions for me, or more importantly for John, you can give us a call here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email. I have that open right now to askandy@luinc.com. So, John, you'd already uncovered this thing called real estate, which was a great way to get away from those cycles of the oil industry. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to interview other petroleum engineers, and I hear the same story. laid off one, two, three, multiple times, and it just becomes enough. I get that. So you found real estate, started doing it on your own, then found Lifestyles. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that single family track and maybe some of the other things you learned from becoming a member at Lifestyles, things you learned to do differently, better, I guess.
Yeah, the big thing in single family was leverage. You know, that this math is very simple. This is, you know, about sixth grade math. There's nothing hard to understand about it. But I had never gone through the calculations of the difference in rate of return if you had an asset leverage. So that was the big thing. The 8 or 9% versus on all cash versus 22% on a train wreck property with about a 98% capital gain just on equity capture alone. So tremendous difference in the economics there. However, I knew that, you know, here I was a practicing engineer working my tail off. I had a lot more money than I had time. So passive investing in multifamily was the obvious way for me to go. Lots of money, no extra time.
To that end, let me ask you, you know, people get into Lifestyles different ways. Your brother brought you to the group that way. Normally, folks will listen to the radio program today, for example, and go to the free workshop. That's what I did. And from there, go to the Financial Freedom Program and the two-day seminar. Did you go to the two-day seminar?
Absolutely. And I signed up as a preferred member at the end of the two-day because it was such a compelling presentation. I mean, even an Aggie can do this. This is not difficult. But you must be educated.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. You have to be educated.
Now, did you go into that thinking single family, that's my focus, and have the curtain pulled back on multifamily? Or had you already known, you know, about the opportunity to invest in apartments?
I thought I was just going to continue along single family initially because it was a familiar business to me. I did do a really good job of screening residents. So I did a good job on that. You mentioned a while ago that regular run-of-the-mill realtors are not real good at dealing with investors, and I just want to echo that fact. I went through 12 or 14 realtors back then in 2011 before I found one that even knew what an investor was. I mean, you know, they're all catering to the family purchase of a family home. So that's a tough deal. I finally found one. She was fantastic. She was an integral part of my team at that time, but that time, she's selling. As I sell off my original houses, I'm still using her to sell them because I feel that tie with her, right?
Absolutely. It's a relationship game for sure.
It is. It's all about your team and your relationships with your team members. So I did that single family house while I was learning about multifamily. You're talking about potentially large sums of money. Engineers have to understand most of what they're dealing with. Now, luckily, a petroleum engineer never has to understand 100% of what we're doing because we fundamentally cannot. It's below ground. So it did not bother me to have an 80 or 90% education and invest a pretty good bit of money in passive multifamily deals. This whole thing boils down to two things, Andy. We talked about education and the importance of it. That's one pillar, fundamental pillar. The other one is networking. We have to get to know and become friends with people within Lifestyles, fellow investors, and in particular, the lead investors that you might want to talk about that actually put these deals together and give us the opportunity to invest in once we have established that pre-existing relationship with them. So I only did three or four passive deals in 2014 when I first joined because I was working on education and networking. But then it was more and more and more deals every year after that. And Andy, this is a really cool part. 2.5 years after I joined Lifestyles, I had a bunch of investments by then. My brother, who had introduced me to Lifestyles, asked me in a phone call one day, he said, you know, John, with all this investing you've been doing, how close are you to being able to retire? And that had never occurred to me. It really hadn't. I looked at real estate as a third leg of a three-legged stool. You've got some readily available emergency cash. You got a whole bunch of stock market stuff. And I looked at real estate as a third leg of that three-legged stool. But after that phone call with my brother, I realized I had bought enough real estate already that I could retire successfully. And so I did. It was fantastic.
You know, and that points to something else. You need to be around other people just to have them occasionally lift your eyelids up a little higher so you see a little farther and realize, holy cow, look where I am. You're knee-deep in this stuff. You're not even thinking about the, the opportunity that's immediately in front of you till someone asks that very simple question. And by the way, the three-legged stool, I actually did a show on the retirement, the three-legged stool, a few weeks back. And one of those that you didn't mention, I noticed, was Social Security. So you otherwise might even have a four-legged stool, but you've just disregarded that altogether. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, I'm very active now. I don't need extra money now because it's very easy to reinvest when I have sales and refis and so forth. But there may come a time where my health is not perfect. You know, my dad is 92 now, and he's as healthy as I am. So I got to keep doing this for a long time to come. So if I don't feel like being as social 20 years from now, I don't have to. I can just live off, you know, what I've already done in previous years. So this is fun to me, Andy. It is a big social outlet for me. And so I love being around my fellow investors and doing things with them.
Yeah, speak the same language. You got that impending deal you're looking at, that impending investment. Hey, what do you know about? You mentioned the lead investor. The lead investor, for the listener, if you're not familiar with that term, in the apartment world, when somebody is putting together a large investment, more than they have the funds for, they're gonna syndicate it, which means they're gonna pull together passive investors like John around them. In the Lifestyles ecosystem, we call those lead investors. That is our term. They lead the deal. They are the project managers. So you get out there, and like I said at the start of the show, John, I think one of your superpowers is that you are a master networker, and as you said, that is one of the two pillars you need to have in place. Maybe not to the extent that I see you out at everything. That's great. I love it. I'm with you. It's a social outlet for me as well. But that gets you into these deals, gets you understanding who those investors are. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that progression and how you maybe make a decision on any given passive deal. So stay tuned.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I've got one of our Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investors with me today on the program. John has joined me. He's from here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, has invested in single family, made that shift to multifamily some time ago, and became real estate retired just before he knew it. Literally had his eyes opened by his brother. Why aren't you retired yet? Hey, and if you have questions today, give us a call. The number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And John, we're going to talk a little bit more about the multifamily side because, man, I'm always impressed when I go to the multifamily road trips, the case studies, meet other new to me real estate investors that are on that multifamily track. And here we're in 20, 30, 40, 50 passive deals in apartments. It's amazing. And it sounds daunting when you're starting out. I'm in just a handful at this point. But I know that over time we can get there, and you've done that very thing through your progression. And a key thing I want to mention, you mentioned two components that get you there. One is education, and one is networking. And again, that's part of your superpowers, I think, is your ability to network with people. And we heard a little bit about that already. There's a great event coming up where the listener has that opportunity as well. We're going to have our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going to be in Irving, actually in Las Colinas at the Irving Convention Center, this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. Are you excited, John?
Oh, my gosh, Andy. I hope I'm not exhausted when we get there by being so excited all this time.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Like I said, to your point, it's just a great place to go to meet other investors. If you're new to this game, if you haven't even made an investment yet, this is a great place to go and meet people and ask questions. I think a little bit later in the show, maybe in the next segment, John, let's talk about how people that go to the expo or any other type of event, doesn't have to be the expo, any networking sort of event around real estate, how they can, things they can think about or do to maybe better leverage that time while they're there. So they, you know, I see it all the time. People come, they stand against the wall. They're that proverbial wallflower. And I'm afraid they leave at the end of the day, taking away nothing, you know? So we want to cure that. But in the meantime, that is coming up. I want you to go check out the website, Wealth and Passive Income Expo, to learn more. That's less than a week away. So, John, back to your progression. You were talking about getting out there, networking, meeting those lead investors. Tell us a little bit more, if you would, about your progression from single family to multifamily to where you are now. It's a broad question, but what's kind of propelled you along over the years?
Well, the key thing that really propelled me along was just seeing how well what I'd already invested in did. This is much easier to evaluate and get good results from this rather than stock market. You know, stock market sometimes does really, really great, but typically that's after a big fall during the recovery process. That's why it's been so good in the last year trying to come out of the pandemic. The big thing is everybody has to establish their box. What are you looking for in a multifamily deal? And let's talk passive, because that's what I am, right?
Surely.
For me, I had more money than I had time. So that meant that passive was clearly the way for me to go. So what kind of passive deal? Well, I had a six-figure income as an engineer, so I didn't really need more money. The thing I needed to focus on was compounding my wealth, right? So every multifamily deal I've bought has some kind of value component to it. There is a way to, it's not just taking over a property that's in really, really good shape and nothing's wrong with it and just don't mess it up. Something is wrong with every property I've been a part of, either on the operations side or a bunch of deferred maintenance or some kind of upside like that. What that does is, that doesn't do anything for initial cash on cash returns. Initial cash on cash returns might even be zero for a year, but there can be a huge payout in a few years at the end of this process. And this gets to the heart of my strategy, Andy. If everything you do has some kind of value component into it, and you reinvest all the sales proceeds and refi proceeds, you automatically will continue to build your wealth and therefore passive income, even though you're retired. Our net worth doubled after we joined Lifestyles in a relatively short period of time, and I'm in the process of doubling it again right now, Andy, even though I haven't worked in over 3.5 years.
No earned income, and it's still going to double.
Yes, again. Yes.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Very cool. So
David Fisher would say, that's pee in your pants anxiety.
Yes, he would. And for the listener, David Fisher, I mentioned earlier in an earlier segment the Financial Freedom Seminar that we offer as part of our Financial Freedom Program. And you can learn more if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, read about that there, read about our free workshop, which is done online. John and I were just talking about that over the break. In fact, John used to be a presenter at that free workshop, given his experience. And you can do that all online now and learn about lifestyles and so on. But David Fisher is one of our, what we call life changers. He presents at the Financial Freedom Seminar. He teaches on day one. It's 8 hours around the single family topic we hit earlier in the show. And then he goes on to pull the curtains back on multifamily, where people have a ton of aha moments, realize I can invest in apartments. It's just eye-opening. He teaches 8 hours on day two on that very topic. We have a number of other folks that do as well, not just here in Texas, but around the country and online. If you're not comfortable getting out right now, you can do those online. So yeah, David Fisher, he would absolutely agree with your statement. Very exciting stuff. And you know, you use the term compounding. That's essentially what you're doing, right? You're living off the cash flow, if I'm not wrong, from those investments, right? Enjoy that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Live off distributions only and reinvest everything else.
Very good. And you've been at this now.
Yeah, since mid-2014, however long that is. And I'll continue doing this as long as I can walk, Andy. It's just fun. And let me, this is a cool thing. When I joined, I had no idea about all the high-quality friends that I would make in this group. You're one of them, Andy. And in retirement, right, you don't have your old work friends around all the time anymore. You have to develop new friends and new things to do. And Lifestyles, it's a really, really great group of people. We all have a common interest. That is what makes it easy for us to talk and network, Andy. You know, I'm a typical shy, nerdy engineer in real life, right? But in Lifestyles, we all have common interests in real estate. It's easy to walk up to somebody and say, hey, my name's John Pryor. I don't believe I've met you before. Who are you? And a conversation just comes out of that. If it's somebody newer than you, then they're going to be really appreciative that you stuck out your hand and asked their name. If it's somebody with your level of experience, then you're probably already friends anyway, and it's just an old friendship, right? Great social thing.
And that's a good point, too, for the more experienced investor that may be listening now. If you're at the expo or at any event, reach out to those people. You can tell. I can always see the shy lady or guy that showed up. They're dipping their toe in their water. They're curious. They want to learn more, but they're not sure. They don't know the lingo. And that goes back again to the education, right, John?
It does. And, you know, I'll go out of my way sometimes to do that very same thing. Stick my hand out with a wallflower because that's how I was treated when I first came into this group, too, Andy. I'm just paying it forward.
Well, if you think about it, that wallflower, what might they come to do? They may not have the funds and lack of time that you do. They may decide to go the lead investor route because they have more time available. Or maybe that's just their personality. And years from now, that wallflower may be one of the lead investors that you're putting your money with into a great, great deal.
Absolutely right.
So we're going to head into our final break. By the way, we've talked about a lot of things today. If you have missed any part of the show, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button to catch our past shows. These will be archived there. You can catch the earlier conversation I've had with John. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the expo and things you can do to better use your time when you're at these events. So stay tuned.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth and joined by one of my fellow Dallas-Fort Worth investors, John. And we were just talking earlier in the show about his progression. He started out as a single-family investor even before he joined Lifestyles Unlimited, a good number of years before he joined, in fact. Became a member, learned how to improve that portfolio that he had, but has gone on to do something entirely different from single family, which is, of course, apartments, multifamily investing, and has continued to add to his portfolio over the years. We heard that he now lives off the cash flow, is real estate retired, fully retired, in fact, and continues to reinvest those funds, those proceeds that come from any sale or refinance. I want to stress that because it's an extremely important concept. You don't, John, when you have that cash out refinance on one of your properties, you don't just go out and celebrate and blow everything or go buy, you know, your favorite toy. You reinvest it, and that compounding is what has taken you to where you are now. Is there anything you'd like to add on the multifamily progression? If not, I want to switch gears just a little bit and talk about legacy. Tell us if you have any other tips or tricks for the listener on the multifamily side.
Just, I feel it is incumbent, it's our responsibility as experienced investors to help those coming behind us, Andy. And how I do that is I'll go out of my way to shake a hand, introduce myself, and talk with people that are coming behind me. That's the whole Lifestyles thing, is paying it forward.
Right. That's the very wonderful ecosystem that we have there, which allows us to rupture. You know, if you think about it, I've been to other networking things out there, and it can be intimidating when you go and you don't know any of the people, and they're not so friendly. The ecosystem is just nothing like what we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that's promoted in part by the team at Lifestyles, as well as just like you've got that mindset. Instead of that scarcity mindset, it's that abundance mindset that says, hey, if I pay this information forward, it lifts all boats. It's going to help everybody out. And I do want to stress something else you said in an earlier segment, which is knowing your box. And when John says knowing your box, knowing what it is you want to invest in, that investment criteria. I see this all the time. People are struggling to make a decision on an investment, a potential investment, because they don't know what they're looking for. And John, you told us you're looking generally for a value-added deal where you put a little bit of work and then can get that capital gain on the back end, and it's done very well for you. Let's talk a little bit now, getting away from your multifamily investments, and speak about the family, the legacy, because I know you have some kids, and what have they learned from watching you?
Well, the big thing they learned early on was, yeah, Dad's doing something that works okay. Look at this. I was really, my whole focus right now is legacy. My wife and I haven't made, so to speak, and all I got to do is keep doing what I'm doing now, and that's not very hard to do. But I want my kids to enjoy the same benefits that I did. So I was my son's mentor 6 years ago when he bought his only single-family house. He bought it in what turned out to be an incredibly rapid appreciating area of DFW. He put about $25,000 of his own money into this house. He walked away from the closing table 6 years later with a check for almost $125,000, Andy.
Wow.
And he'd had around $500 to $600 worth of cash flow for 6 years as well. Incredibly successful single family deal. So he had seen, and this is, he sold that about a year ago. He knew enough about my success to say, Dad, help me put that money into multifamily. So I helped him do that. He is a Preferred Investor Group member. So is our daughter. Both of them have their own multifamily investments. And I've helped them to the extent that I've imparted the important points to them that they have to know. I've encouraged them to get their Lifestyles education and go to events, but I don't do it for them. I will simply introduce them to lead investors that I know, like, and trust, and after that, it's up to them. But both of them have their own multifamily investments now. My daughter's first one is actually going to sell here any day now, and she'll have a 60-something percent capital gain in not much over a year, Andy.
Wow.
And all she had to do was sign up for the deal. Now, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
They'll follow the same path I did, maybe not with the same degree of vigor that I did, but both of them will end up being real estate retired as well.
And they're both gainfully employed. They're younger, so they've got something on their side, which is time.
They do. They have the advantage of youth that I did not have. I joined in my 50s. And Andy, it doesn't matter what age you are. This thing works.
It does. So you mentioned your kids. Are they going to be at the aforementioned Wealth and Passive Income Expo?
Absolutely. And my focus is going to be getting into education sessions that they need to hear that maybe I don't need to hear, but they do. And then the networking. There is networking every minute of the day. So it's going to be great for them to meet a lot of people that they need to know.
So let's think about it from the perspective of your kids. Now they've been doing this for a while, so maybe they know these things, but let's say they're new to it and you're taking them to their very first expo here in Irving, in between Dallas and Fort Worth. What would you tell them to do at the expo to use their time, to not just stand around at the bar drinking beverages and eating cookies?
Yeah, you got to have a plan. get the schedule of events early. It's on the Lifestyles website. Get that and just make a plan. I want to see this, 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 and this. Figure out what you think you want to do. Let's say you think you want to be a single-family investor. Focus on single-family events, but go to some of the broader stuff for multifamily as well. Get an understanding of multifamily. Both single-family and multifamily are great businesses. I'll always have some number of houses just because that's an easy business to run. But even easier than that is passive multifamily investing. You can do both if you want to. They're both great businesses.
So that's a good tip. Leads back to what we talked about earlier. You went to the two-day seminar with single family on the brain because that's what you had been doing. Keep your eyes open when you go to these events. There may be ancillary information that may help you realize, there is this other path. So then there's a lot of opportunity, John, to your point. There are a lot of breakout sessions all day Friday, all day Saturday. If you're absolutely intent on doing the single family thing, there is, in fact, a five-hour session called Single Family Supercharge. That's there. But guess what? Outside of that time, you have other opportunity to do things that maybe better inform you on legacy. We'll have topics around legacy, growing your generational wealth, as John has done and is now teaching his kids. And then also to your point, I think, John, it's good to go in not just with a plan around the brochure or what's available course-wise, but do you have other certain goals, things you want to take away, people you want to meet?
Absolutely. I've got so many friends of mine that are scattered across the United States, and this is going to be our first opportunity to see a whole bunch of those friends of mine from all over the U.S. at one time, at one place. You know, last expo, Andy, I even met a guy, Peter, who is from Australia. And we had a great conversation. I was fascinated by his accent, really nice guy. And that was just a happenstance meeting in the hall, you know. We didn't know each other.
You know, it's funny. I actually met Peter in the lobby of the hotel on the day of our departure and had a great conversation. And in fact, he joined me on this very program as well. It's out there in the archives on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. But his story is fascinating, John, because you and I are sitting here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We haven't talked about where you're invested. I know you're pretty spread across the nation because we do deals across the nation, investments across the nation. But here's a guy in Australia. How is he doing that from across the ocean?
He's doing it the same way people nationwide are doing it. Lifestyles made a huge, almost immediate switch to everything online when the pandemic came along. So much was already online, but they made all the networking events be online as well. So it doesn't matter what country you're in. As long as you got internet, you can access all this educational material.
Absolutely. So we've got just about a minute left. Just a quick recap, John. You started in single family well before you joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Joined, learned how to better operate as a single family investor, but got your foot in a whole other world, which is multifamily investing. And that has propelled you in a very short time to retirement. And now you're just building and passing the legacy, which is great. For the listener that's on the fence, because I know there are a lot of people on the fence and have been on the fence for far too long, what would you tell them at this stage to get them going?
Come to the expo. There's nothing hard about it. You'll be among friends when you leave the expo because you'll meet a lot of people there. It's easy to just stick out your hand and say, "Hey, I'm John Pry. What's your name?
Yeah.
Tell me your story." You know, people love to talk about their own story, so it's easy to do.
Ask questions, introduce yourself, just listen is a great, great tip. So, John, hey, I want to give out the website one last time if you are interested in getting out to the expo. That's this coming Friday, September 3rd, and Saturday, that's September 4th, Labor Day weekend. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and we'll give you $97 off any of the passes or packages that are still available. Some are sold out. You can use my name for the promo code. It's Andy, all caps, A-N-D-Y. John, a lot of great information today, and like I said, I'm excited to see the expo. I'm excited to see you at the expo. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Andy. Really appreciate it.
You bet. And to the listener, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Thank you.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.